There were more than 30,000 members of the Norfolk Home Guard and resistance units during the Second World War. They fought to save lives and support people at home and deserved to be remembered. Some we knew as they operated in public view, while there were others who never spoke about how they were preparing for a Nazi invasion across the county. A book, Standing Up to Hitler, The Story of Norfolk's Home Guard and Secret Army, 1940-1944, written by Adrian Hoare in 1997, is an important slice of our history, and the foreword was written by that stupid boy, Ian Lavender, of Dad's Army fame. Copies are still for sale. You'll meet characters with the same backgrounds as Private Godfrey, Private Fraser, and Jack Jones the Butcher, people as recognisable as Captain Mainwaring, Sergeant Wilson, and, dare I say it, Private Pike. The difference is Adrian Hoare's people are real, he added. As Adrian says, of course there were many amusing moments, as the personal memory of this book shows. However, serving in the Home Guard, and even more running it, was a very serious business, which was both demanding and time-consuming. Norfolk Home Guard started off, as it did in other parts of the country, as a very amateur force. A new type of citizens' army, which in time became a highly professional and proficient military organisation. The force included the young and middle-aged, as well as the retired and the elderly, all offered to serve their country at a time of great danger in the struggle against tyranny. And if Norfolk had been attacked by the Nazis, we can be sure that its Home Guard would have fought tooth and nail. Within 48 hours of Anthony Eden's radio broadcast to the nation on May the 14th, 1940, urging men to join the local defence volunteers, the Home Guard, thousands of men from across the county had enrolled. For example, Norwich, 1,800 people, Yarmouth, 700, King's Lynn, 431, Cromer, 130, Sheringham, 174, Dereham, 150, Diss, 50, Wells, 70, Harleston, 500, Sandringham, 396, Downham Market and local villages, 150. And by the end of the month, Norfolk had more than 30,000 members. The Eastern Evening News said younger members would be given some military training before they signed up for regular servant, and Lieutenant Colonel Barclay, later commanding officer of the 1st Home Guard Battalion based at Dereham, wrote to the EDP, assuring readers that the character of Norfolk men would guarantee they would take delight in destroying the locusts, Nazis. Within months, units were organised and in training across the whole of Norfolk, and in July that year, the Home Guard was officially adopted as its new name. There were 1,300,000 members. All offered to serve their country at a time of great national danger and in the struggle against tyranny. They paraded, went on guard duty, and trained in all weathers, while continuing their normal day jobs, wrote Adrian. If Norfolk had been attacked by the Nazis, we can be sure its Home Guard would have fought fiercely. Later in the war, when more and more of our regular troops were fighting abroad, they had every confidence that their families and homes were in safe hands. No higher compliment could be paid to the Home Guard, added Adrian.